Good evening, everybody. And we resume. Okay, so we were living, practicing, learning about Chesed, and the Chafetz Chaim starts with the 12th parak exactly with that. V'nei acharei, really the header for the parak is, bo yivor, I'm going to elaborate, sha'adam tzarech liudav achar mitzvah v'choyam, a person should run after doing chesed every single day. After you've already elucidated and expanded upon how important it is to do acts of kindness and how great of a concept and an obligation it is, it allows a person to live a long life. The chaper of a naisav. And to atone for their sins. And it could save a person from all time types of afflictions. And a person who acts and lives acts of kindness is chaytse b'tzel Hashem. He is shaded, literally is covered with a divine providence. Levadoi, v'loy b'tzel akruvim. And not even of the kruvim, which is obviously a much lower level. A person benefits in this temporal world. The fact that he has a better olam hazeh, better temporal world right here and now, does not take away from any of the reward for the eternity and the world to come. A person, again, the various could affect this, but in theory, Chesed causes a person to have children, wealth, children who have wealth and wisdom. Gamu zeicha yada, and Chesed tilts and could tilt the person's judgment in the eternal world. Ushari toivas nisgavas, and other amazing benefits of doing Chesed, practicing Chesed, living with Chesed. Al kein. Kama yeshlo the adam mistapik b'mida hakadosh. So how much a person has to cling to doing this great attribute le'ehav oisai ahava aza, hey, to love it with a true burning appreciation. And just the other week, learning the sefer, I'll tell you the truth. Somebody called my wife on a Friday afternoon, pretty late. Could they come for Shabbos lunch? A person who needed a meal. I was so happy. You know, it wasn't an inconvenience. You really could have called earlier. We were supposed to be a more quiet meal for a change. No. What a chesed. And we're the beneficiary. You think I'm giving him a meal? We're gaining. It was an enjoyable meal. It's a good person. But he chesed knocks the door. Wow, how lucky I am. Amazing. What a schus. What? You know, if a person knocking on your door, Erev Shabbos, I want to give you $50,000. $50,000! Fantastic! Fantastic! Do much more than $50,000. The eternity. We have all kinds of kapars that we're just being elaborating on. To love it. As the pasuk says, the worship asks from you. But to do justice and to love acts of kindness, to love chesed. Ki mitzvah zayis this mitzvah chesed remesu la'adam atzoy kodos. Stay with the person till the end of time. Uchenech to love perigdat. Umo'oi tzarech lezayar shlo yech shlo midas ha-chesed. A person should not be lacking in chesed. Afilo yom echa, not even one day. Mimei chayav. Kamo shetzarech ish ha-yisraeli. Lezayar, just like a person, your koveh, itim, a person, a Jewish man in particular, has to dedicate daily time for Torah study, have a kviyas itim. Uchazeh matzatzi, the sefer, shari kedusha, the sefer, the gates of holiness, from Moreno Reb Chaim Vital, the great student, the disciple of the Rizal. We learned his work. We did which is Moshe Kardavaro, which was one of his rabbis. Shekasev sha'adam tzarech l'sa'inim b'choyom v'leim, where a person every single day, without fail, should say, oily, I'm going without Torah v'chesed, which means it's not enough. I'm lacking Torah v'chesed. You know, kikoich kedusha. We know that kedusha is strengthened by three things: Torah study, avodah, serving God, ugmilas chesed, and acts of chesed. Ubavneseinu harabim, we do too many sins. Kasher chaser lanu ata omer shlishi. Now, when we're lacking the avoda, service of Hashem, we don't have korbanos. We don't have all of the service in the temple, the Beis Hamikdash. V'lanu kim elo Hashem. Then all we have left is Torah study and chesed. Muchrochem anu lechaschem yeser seis. You have to hold on to these two spiritual pillars with even more strength. V'zayin nimchalam avonaseinu. And for that, we can be even forgiven for our sins. We can be cleansed from our averus. If we do tshuva, of course, it means you have to do tshuva, but then there's still the damage of the averus. And so it says, the pasuk says, "Bechesed the ms yechaper avon." Right. So first comes tshuva, then comes kapara. First comes tshuva, returning to Hashem. Then the kapara is the cleansing. And how do we cleanse ourselves? With the acts of kindness, with chesed and ms, which is Torah and kiddush Hashem. We're mechaper avon. V'amru chazal, chesed zua chesed. Shenemar reidif tzedakah v'chesed v'goymer. We should run after charity and acts of kindness. Tzedakah v'chesed v'yemes zua teira. Shenemar uchmo sheheisha v'yeichem ben zaka l'Rabbi Yeshua ben Chanana. Rabbi Yeichem ben Zaka told his great student of Yeshua ben Chanana. Kashaya eitz l'harabayis v'yemes oinin. After the destruction of the second base of English, I was lamenting. Oy lanu, whoa! The place where we were able to atone for our sins, the Beis HaMikdash, the temple has been destroyed. That's what Yeshua was lamenting. Amla b'ni, so Yechon and Zakeh said, Ayelecha, don't, it's not all over. The roof didn't fall on your head. Yesh lo kapara achas shekamo. So we have a kapara, which can atone like the Beis HaMikdash. What is that? Eid is a gemilas chasadim, right? Acts of kindness, caring, Chesed, staka, shemarki, chafetz, chesed, chafatz. Hashem says, I really, what I want is chesed below zavach. Now, the pasuk's talking about if a person steals, robs, is cruel and callous, and then there's karbanos, that's not what Hashem wants. Of course, karbanos go a long way. That's the whole point over here. But if it's lacking, then Hashem wants the chesed itself. We know that since chesed could atone like karbanos, Mukhrach, we don't have Beis Hamikdash today. Mukhrach, we must cling to acts of kindness. Ki avoinus mitzvus tamid, who doesn't sin? Who doesn't have many sins, in fact? Kmo shemizbech, shloya batal fil yom echad. And just like the mizbech, we always did the service, so too, right now, we should always be doing acts of kindness. We call zeh, all of this, adam medabri b'shayom, today, Ein lanu, we do not have the Beis HaMikdash, the temple, nor korbanos, nor sacrifices. Ubavneseinu harabim, and due to our sins, we're living in a world now. At one level, when we push ourselves today, we're on higher levels than we can ever imagine because the tests and tribulations. We're not living in a healthy society. We're living in a very morally sick society today. A very confused, agnostic, for some atheistic society today. We're not living in a world where there's a yiras shamayim, where there's a fear of heaven, where there's morality to our great unfortune. And therefore, when we live in that world, we end up doing things we shouldn't be doing. We're, at the same time, I just want to, this is parenthetic, when we do keep tournaments today, at some level, it's on a much higher level. But for the sins, ha'adim muchach b'yoyis l'midah kedusha, we really need the midah kedusha shishchaper of us. How are we going to get atoned? Aval be'emes, even time the base midah, choose even time the base midah. A person still in chesed. Don't think, oh, today we did chesed, and then we didn't. No, it's a pasuk in the Torah. Kim shomer tishmeru kol mitzvah, la'avaz Hashem lekecha t'lava Hashem leches b'drachav to go your day. And the Medrash says the halicha b'drachav is to go to do Torah v'chesed. And the reason is, and the Zohar says, Shimei ha'adam shu chai al adama, kulam chayim v'kayam l'netzach. Every day, all of our days are eternal. We can make, what was today? Wednesday, February 4th, right? 4th was today, right? Well, it could be Wednesday, February 4th. Yud Zayin Shvat, Tav Shin Pei Vav. Or it could be eternity today. It could be eternal. Right? And the Zohar says that every single day you can make for eternity. We become a new creation. Our days, this is pretty saying, all our days will testify. Oh, what did the person do on February 4th, 2026? Yud Zayin Shvat, Tav Shin Pei Vav. What did you do today? What did you accomplish today? Okay, all of our days will testify. Every single day should be shleim v'kedusha, right? At a simple level, imagine going to Hashem, and you have a report card for the day. And you know, you look at the report card, okay? B, B plus, A plus, A minus, A, C plus, B plus, A minus, B plus, B, A, C plus, A plus, C plus, B. F? You got an F for that day? I mean, you're a parent, you look at, you got something that's an F? Zero, you didn't learn a word of Torah, you didn't do a chesed, got into a fight in the supermarket, you looked at things you shouldn't look at, you were not so careful, you didn't go to shul, you screamed at somebody, F? Khalila, that's, you know, it's going to testify for eternity. All days will testify. Therefore, a person should be careful. Every day should shleim kedusha behind him. How do you do that? Limud Torah. First of all, learn Torah. Sha'al yadeis that when you learn Torah, you come to love Hashem. Uchumo the isav is sifri. The manager of the sifri says ve'ahav des Hashem. You should love to learn Torah and to do mitzvahs. Gadol Talmud. You don't just learn Torah for academics. You got to keep a Torah mitzvahs. So you got to do mitzvahs for sure to cling to Hashem. Began year listabikol kocho, we're clinging to Hashem, we should cling in the ways of Hashem. B'midas Shem Yisbarach. And Hashem is good and kind at those acts of kindness. V'ayidei zed, if we are good and do acts of kindness, yizkashir Hashem part of Elov. Then Hashem wants to put His countenance on us. V'safik l'rev nafshecha, rev nafshecha tespio, az yibakar shecha recha, v'ez v'zach nafshecha. Just psukim, which illustrate that we are enlightened and enriched when we do chesed. V'zeu inyo mashinim sevedivei chazal. That's what it says in Chazal. Ha'oisek. We're in, like, oisek's like business. We're oisek in Talmud Torah and learn Torah study. And gemilas chazal and acts of kindness. It doesn't say that a person call me shalomid Torah. That a person is blessed if they learn Torah and do chesed. No. Oisek. Like business. We're involved. We're involved in Torah v'chesed. L'harash ha'tzarech ha'adam v'as matzoi v'ragol tam v'zeh. Persons should be, it shouldn't be like an occasional, occasionally a person does a kind deed. You know, they're in a good mood. No, it's your life. A yid does chesed. A yid learns Torah, right? People do the daf yomi, they learn the parsha, they have an Ian share, they have a lot. Every day you learn Torah. Do you eat every day? Go to the bathroom every day? Lavdol, right? Sleep every day? You learn Torah every day. And a yid does chesed every day. And you'll just do it. You love it. Because people eat. They're happy to eat. Starving. Pashut, starving. You don't eat. Sometimes, I'm sure it's happened to people. You didn't eat breakfast for whatever reason. It's like 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock. You're getting hungry. You need to eat. Wait, if you didn't do chesed by 3 o'clock, you should be starving. The Shabbat is starving. You gotta do chesed. And that's just a little chesed, a lot of chesed. Your day should be. You get to shul, you say shalom aleichem, that's a chesed. You greet a person friendly. See somebody looking for a sitter, you're a sitter. You're daven for a Jew, and you're daven. It's a chesed. Not, you know someone's sick, you're daven for him. You call him up, how are you doing? See someone needs a ride, you offer him a ride. You say good morning to the people, that's a chesed. You see the shul's a little bit dirty, you clean up. you think today I gotta give charity to the Pushka. I can write a check or two every day. Donate today, half things are online. Somebody asks you advice, you stop patiently. Chesed, not just once, do it all the time, you know, daily, multiple times. So it says in Babasa Daf Yud, call Rago with Staka, a person gets customer Staka daily. Yeah, it's good, a person should give Staka daily. Realize that, right if Staka Vechasa, you should run after charity acts of kindness. The Han of Mar should cost a Raidif. What do you mean, Raidif? That is, should Raidif Tamid daily, should chase after, run after Kedusha, run after Chesed. You have an opportunity, don't just watch other people do it. You get up and do it. And the reason I'm elaborating upon all this, says the Chavetz Chaim, is lakar hatoyus shishtab shubo ezo anashin that certain people make. Shechoyishim shema'ach or she'asapam achas kemilas chasadim, because they one time did acts of kindness to one person. Okay, now I can hibernate for a few weeks. I did it. It's like I can be like a hybrid. Now in a few weeks, they ask me for another chesed. Even though they have many opportunities to chesedim to people, there are many opportunities. When all of our days, every single day, if a person has an opportunity to do chesed, you're obligated. You're empowered to do chesed. Something knocks on your door. You see someone lost. Someone walks into the shul and they don't know where how to daven, or what to say, where the siddurim are, where the talisim are, where the men section, where the lady section. You see someone in the shul, they're kiddush. They're not talking to anybody, all by themselves, all alone. They have no friends. They don't know anybody. They're strangers. They're visitors. They say shalom aleichem. How are you? You have a place for lunch? Maybe you're being hosted. You can't invite them. Maybe you help them set them up, right? Or just like a warm hello. Somebody drops something, you pick it up. Somebody loses something, you help try to find it. Somebody's sick, you see how you're feeling. They're very sick, go visit them. Somebody's sitting shiva, make them a meal. You just visit them. Maybe make them a meal. See if they need it. Ah, but turn the chesed. Person has tremendous every single day. See, when looking at your car for your ride, happy to arrive, thrilled, chesed. Should run after every day. To take it not just a once in a while thing. It's even many times a day, right? According to our ability. And it says by the laws of halva of loans. So we ask you for a loan, you have plenty of money, they have guarantors, they have contracts, you have another loan. If you have the money, somebody asks you, you know, someone asks you about Shabbos, someone asks you next Shabbos, whatever it is. You know, I think a few weeks ago I had a Shalom Zachar, so I had like 3 or 4 one night. So I could say, listen, I'm going to want Shalom Zachar. Every single one, the person will be happy if I come. So maybe it's, like, I know it's a chesed to everyone. So if I can do multiple, you do multiple. He says, many people are missing chesed. They let the day go by. It's on their mind. They're so involved in their own worries and fears and chips and running and traffic. The World Series this Sunday, wherever it may be. Right? So all these type of things, people all involved, and they don't have time to think about it. Tzveter, second person. So there's days that can go by, they don't help anybody, just themselves. They don't notice the person shul about us, so they're too busy davening, the guy doesn't know, walks in the shul, has no clue what he's doing. Imagine the chesed, imagine you be a stranger, have no idea what you're doing, blind. Person blind, they never learned the Aleph Beis. You could say, come sit next to me, you point to the place. I'm not saying to talk during davening, which is halachic shilas. There may be leniencies for kiruv, perhaps yes, perhaps no. Depends who you ask. So you just come sit next to me, you smile, you show the place. You know, can help you with this period, for sure you can talk, you should talk then. Someone needs a place, you know that. See someone walking in the street, could offer you a ride. I mean, I want the ride, but you offer them a ride. Stucco. A day without stucco. Yeah, people could be, you know, I'm telling you, write big checks. They write a small check. You put it in the pushka. I type personally. I'm not such a tzaddik. No, it's such a big deal. I think it's push it. Every shachas mincha ma'ariv, I put a quarter. Now, in Chicago, most mornings, I have many aniyim coming over to me, so give them. But whether they're coming or not, you know, there's off days. I put a quarter in, you know, v'yivarach. I put it there in the shachas. I put before mincha, before ma'ariv. Just before davening. By the way, you do person for you, it's stuck every day. Now, obviously, there's days, there's campaigns, there's people asking for money, there's yeshivas, there's kollels. I actually share. I happen to think it's a great thing. If you email me if you don't have it. I do. It's something called daily giving. I think they always put this on Chavetz Chaim. I saw it years ago. So I did it for years. I've been doing dailygiving.org. It's $1 a day. And they give it to fine or institutions. That way I know I'm doing stock every single day. Daily giving the words. It's a great thing. I'm just saying, these are not big money. I give $1 a day. It's $365 a year, whatever. I have certain institutions I benefit from on their monthly, you know, donation. But that way I know I'm covered. I'm not saying I'm close to Meister, I just said. It's stuck off. And obviously that's automatic. It's even better to give it yourself, to be conscientious and think about it. I was conscientious, I thought about it before I invested it that way in stocka. But, you know, a person should be, you know, prepare themselves every single day. Most of them are going to be lacking. Even some days, Rachmanis, people on the Torah itself, that's really, we are called panim. Therefore, a person should be mechazik themselves, strengthen themselves. Should be one day of their life. They don't have Torah v'chesed. V'lo yeh pela. Ha'eich yeh l'kaim yom ha'shabbos. Okay, now it's Shabbos. It's very busy. Chesed. V'emes l'chesed with so many things. Besides loaning, it's there's no tzedakah on Shabbos. But there's so many shalom aleichem you can say on Shabbos. Sing something. So you look a bit sad. You try to cheer them up. Say hello to them. You know, you wish them a mazel tov. They need a bris, a bar mitzvah. Mazel tov l'chesed. Care about people, feel them like and feel loved, give a person a bracha. You know, see a person who's elderly and walking, help them out. Now I'm Torah v'chesed, see how great Torah v'chesed are. Shal zeh, Ramaz Hashem Yisbarach with Chilas Aleph Beis. The Medrash says that we learn, talk about Aleph Beis. So the Haraz Lala to teach us, Shal Elu Hashnei Devarim. These two things, Torah study, Chesed Aksakas, Ikarim HaRishayim, they're the two building blocks, the two roots of serving Hashem Yisbarach, Avos Hashem Yisbarach. Fuma Sha'amu Chazal B'Shabbos, that's what the Talmud says in Shabbos Kof Dalad. Asu Dar Dekei Ha'adina Lebeis Medrasha, V'amu Mili Da'afilu B'mei Yeshua Ben-Nun Lo Itmer Kavasayo. And this child said in the cheder, in the Beis Medrash, said that even Yeshua didn't say. What did he say? Aleph Beis. No, Aleph Beis, my little Moshe was just telling me my daughter Rosh knows Aleph Beis, or 4 and 6, Aleph Beis. Right? He's a chabad and but what did he say? He said Aleph Beis. Aleph Bina means to learn Torah. Gimel Dalis is Goymel Dalim. In other words, do chesed with the poor. Dal means poor. For after Gimelas Chasadim, even with the chesed, even with the wealthy, Mikomakom, that's Hamitzah Yoser, who ate so honey. If you have a choice, is it stuck or chesed first between a pauper and a wealthy person? The pauper goes first, and it's more meaningful. My time of Pashta, the Gemara then says, why is it the Kara, the gimel, that the shape of the gimel faces towards the dalad, shekain, darko shel gomel chesed. The way of somebody who does chesed is blarutz, to run achar hadalam, to run after those who are impoverished. Ayin shem on. And the vav, what's the vav? Is there shmo shel kadosh baruch hu? Vinili Levar says the Chavetz Chaim, I want to elaborate. Al Pibash Shamar Chazal, the Talmud says about Mabasra 75, Aina, hey, I see them in the future, Tzadikim Sheyikru B'Shemo Shel Kadosh Baruch Hu, in the future, the righteous will even be called by the name of Hashem. Sheneamar, as we say, Kol Nikra B'Shemi L'Chvoidi B'Rasiv, it was created for those who were called in my name and for my honor. Is that Kavana? That's actually what it means. Aleph Bina, Aleph Beis, learning Torah, Goymel, Dal, doing Chesed with the poor. Hainu, Torah v'Chesed, that's the Aleph Beis, Gimel, Dal, and then Hey and Vav is this name of Hashem. Yirke Vavke, Hey Vav, right? Vavke. It's the name of Hashem. Hainu, if you want to be called in the name of Hashem in the future, do Chesed and Torah v'Chesed be'olam hazeh in this world. Now, whatever that means, Hashem, so to speak, learns Torah every day. As the Talmud says of Azara, that he's awesome, this chesed, his zan, umefarnes lechol by olam. He feeds the world, all the food, all the whole world. He gives the whole world. With chesed and goodness, it says, as he's saying, Deis lechem lechol basar, kilom chesed, Hashem gives basar, meat, food, to the whole world. It's a world of chesed. The Isa the Tan of Eliyahu, the Magic Tan of Eliyahu says, 13th parak, Shere Kadosh Baruch Hu oimer la'adam, Hashem says to you, and me, and every human being, Lama lo lamanata mavich Hashem, why you learn from your Father in Heaven? Obviously, not literally. God sits on the divine throne. Shlisha Yom, he'll Korah Shona, whatever that means. Shem sits learns Torah. Obviously, he doesn't have a Gemara learning Torah like we're talking about. Shlisha Yom, who does it, then he judges, adjudicates the world. Shlisha Yom, the other third of the day, who oisit staka, he does charity, zan, mefarnes, mechalka, feeds all the ants, the elephants. Actually, when I was in South Florida, I went to break. I went to my kids, and if you've been there, Lion Country Safari, you drive around your car. Mama, you see rhinoceroses and giraffes in your car. They walk around, they roam around. Mama took a rhinoceros right in front of my car. I stayed in my car, by the way. Rhinoceroses, all kinds of deer is this. The one thing they have behind cages, but you drive right near them, is the lions. And I don't need to have a lion right next to my car. Lion Country, you see these animals, everyone's being fed, everyone's hungry, you know, being taken. Actually, I had an ostrich like smashing into my window. I think he saw my kids' food, and he was all hungry. But don't worry, the ostrich is not going to visit my kids' potato chips. Hashem will feed him too. Everyone gets fed. Whole world fed. Everyone's fed. That's the other third day. Remember, all the Kodesh Baruch Hu. You learn Torah in yeshiva. What about now? What do you do today? You learn to do a little, you're in elementary school. Like, sometimes I meet people, oh, you're a rabbi. I remember when I was in third grade, I learned the parsha. I'm not an observant person to say. I learned the Parsha. And what happens in third grade? What happens in third grade? You learn the Parsha again? I learn Torah every day. What Torah makes in Torah? Right? People have time to have all kinds of conversations. They need to read the newspaper, follow the news, and check their email, and check the email again, and text, and check whatever. Relax, read the Wall Street Journal, whatever it is. Plenty of time to waste. Or to do even a very shnemar. You have time to do chesed? Whole day? Not in Ogeya? Chalila. Think about the reward of Torah chesed. See it. Shilgmar Darish. Called Isis Kesidjar. Goes through all of it. And it goes, says, again, all the letters. It says, Zayin Ches Tes Yud Chof Lamed. Im Ata Isa Ken. If you do all of this, Akash Barku, Zanuscha will sustain you. Zan is for Zion, he'll sustain you. Bechanascha, he'll give you grace, give you Umeitav lecha for tests, he'll give you good. V'noizim lecha yusha, you'll get an inheritance for yud. That's what it says in the Baba Kama 17. Kol oisek zayin, kol oisek v'torah gemilas chasadim. Person learns Torah, does chasad yid. Zoich lenachas yisachar gemilas chasad v'koshto, kesu, you'll have an eternal crown. V'kavan is kol elu, zehan shlo yakshav adam. Again, I see us people, stingy people, think this way. If I don't have a chesed, I'm a loser. I have less money to buy pizza or donuts or the stock market, which can be lost any second, or you know, or an extra vacation or car. And if I do chesed, I have less time to relax and to do whatever. No! The person thinks that they lose out, they think they have less money, they'll have less time, less food. They don't tell you, they're not gonna have time to do all the things they want to do. Not gonna have time for all this, not gonna have to make money. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hashem says, Zanuscha, right? Hashem gives money. Adarab, on the contrary, it's stuck of a chesed. The more it's stuck of a chesed a person has, bracha min chesed. They'll have bracha. Kmo Sh'amru Chazal, Aser, give Meiser, give a tenth, tithe, to become wealthy. Say the chesed, give chesed, live chesed, love chesed. Limud Torah, learning Torah. Sha'adam Lomit Torah Chas Lomit Tamid. Chas Hashem Shlo Yel Chesar, you're not going to lose out. You only gain by learning Torah every single day. Now, of course, you have obligations. You can't just say, unless you're Shemar Chai, I have to. No, everyone has time to learn Torah every day. Nobody has time to learn Torah every day. And the more time, the better is on so many levels. We know the Chazal said that the Hashem commanded that the manna, be put in the ark, where the Sar said, "Best of the Ten Commandments are." Laharis l'doros abayim, to illustrate to the future that don't worry, Hashem provides. Okay, I'm k'nai nahara, almost 50. Not that old. I've never seen a person start from chesed and tzedaka. Never met in my life. Never saw a person lose out. Only gain. And Hashem puts the man. Hashem runs the world. Hashem runs all. I've never seen a person not be able to live because they broke Shabbos. Never met a person. Now they may have to change their job. Sometimes they even change their career. Never met a person who starved. Not once in my life do you see a person, you know, I never met a person, I've been around tens of thousands of worth of ex-Jews my whole life, probably more. Never a person lost their house, mortgage, nothing. Okay, they can be tested, maybe a period, but they lost it. No, it went out, eternally. Chesed, the person does it in the material. Hashem puts the man aside. Hashem supports us and feeds us. As Rashi says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zanuscha. Hashem sustains you. Hayinu Shemizunois V'Lamayla. The mezuzos that we get is Lamayla V'Derech HaTeva. Goes above the laws of nature. Uchmai Masha Amar. And when it says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kesel Olam Haba, Hashem will crown us in the world. Come, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kavoido, Kav Yach Hashem, so to speak, will type and crown us. Ka'odim ha'oivis b'no yechido. Shem ba'atz, right? Just by a wedding earlier tonight, you know, the father gets the chasen, makes him look good. Every father wants his son to look good. Well, every father, the king, wants his son to wear the crown. Second. You give Hashem covenant and honor, Hashem will give you honor. And Hashem, not a shliach, not a malach, not an angel, Hashem, If a person doesn't do chesed, then you're not close to Hashem, and immediately you will get, not immediately, but you, as a result, you will get eternal humiliation, because you won't be in Hashem's presence. You'll get all the bracha and cleansing and shmira, protection that it comes with. Vozo, one second. Yeah, we know, by the way, Mia Torah is greater than Mia Pronis. So therefore, when a person does chesed, on the contrary, they get Hashem's. Next week, we're going to talk about actually using some of our money for a gemach. But just again, I think the Chafetz Chaim is trying to change. He's trying to change you and I. He's trying to change our priorities, our Weltanschauung, our worldview, our hashkafas, to not only to do chesed, not just to love chesed, to look at every opportunity we have, we should feel wealthy. Obviously, he talks about learning Torah, which often gets pounded, and to the extent the person is learning Torah every day, of course they should. But for right now, what we're really trying to teach ourselves is to love chesed. When we love chesed, we're loving ourselves. We are loving ourselves for eternity. We just have to open our eyes on weekdays, on Shabbos, and we will see there are many opportunities. Constant do chesed. We should be zeicha to grab them all. Okay.